Hello there and welcome to 2014. Well, this is David and I've been doing a few bits and pieces already this year, and let's have a chat about bits and pieces. Well, I was listening to some podcasts yesterday and one of the podcasts started mentioning about Bitcoin. Well, I've actually got 2 Bitcoin, which is rather nice because they increased in value stupendously. I bought them last July when I got them around about something like 70 or 80 per Bitcoin. And when I actually sold it, or I sold one of them last month, I wanted to buy myself a camera. I got about 800 euros per coin. Well, actually, I only sold one coin, but, well, I wanted to buy a camera, and that did the job for me, so I was very pleased. I've still got a couple of more Bitcoins there, and I'm going to keep those for the long term, because there is even talk that those Bitcoins at some point in time might be worth as much as 10,000 euros each. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, so that's what I'm going to do at the moment. In fact, what I might also do as well is I might sell a few things and sell them just for Bitcoins. I've got a Canon 600D at the moment, which I've got to sell because that's the camera that's my old camera that I'm selling on and have the Sony NEX6 takeover from. And, well, it would be a good thing to get a few extra Bitcoins in. I'm sure someone with some Bitcoins would probably want to buy that Canon 600D. We'll see anyway. So what was I doing yesterday? Well, I was out walking the dog loads and loads of times, as per usual. I went into a forest because I was looking for some sunglasses, which I lost the day before. I walked kilometres all around the place looking for these. I mean, eyes were at the ground all the time, and I still didn't find those sunglasses. I don't know where they went to. Maybe someone picked them up in the meantime. I mean, I did go sort of fairly early in the morning, and we were sort of out there just before it went dark on the day previously. Should have been okay. I'd have gone back straight away to look for them, except that there was no point because I didn't have a torch handy. And if I'd have had a torch, I probably still wouldn't have found them anyway. So there you go. What else have I been doing? Well, regarding cryptocurrencies. Well, not only have I been messing with some Bitcoin lately, I've also started doing some stuff with Litecoin. I signed up for a thing where they actually give Litecoin away. What you do is have a little game and you click on a button. It sort of does a bit of a roll of the dice. And if you get above a certain number, it gives you X number of Litecoin. If you get below a certain number, it gives you a certain amount of Bitcoin and so on. There's 3 different levels depending on what numbers you get. And so I'm up to about 70 or 80 micro Litecoins at the moment. And, well, it's a start, isn't it? I don't know if I want to buy any Litecoin, but maybe I will. Maybe they'll start growing as much as the actual Bitcoins have grown. I mean, they're like Bitcoins, but they work on a different algorithm, and they work in a similar sort of way. And whether they take off or whether they become valuable or not, it really depends upon whether there's acceptance of the Litecoin as a cryptocurrency. So the other thing, I did was is I downloaded an application called Asteroid for my Mac, and it allows me to do some Litecoin mining. And basically what you're doing is you're doing some of the work that brings these Litecoins into fruition, as it were, brings them into existence. And what it's doing is doing some sort of mathematical things, and it's sort of having to solve some mathematical problems. And when it solves a mathematical problem, it creates this Bitcoin, it goes into the blockchain, and the person who did the solving gets some money. Well, the way it works is that you, kind of the easiest way to do it is to join some sort of Litecoin or Bitcoin pool. So basically what happens is that your computer joins in with a whole lot of other computers doing all the same thing, doing the same job. And it sort of shares out the money, depends upon how much effort your computer put into the job compared to others. So you need to have a fairly sort of good graphics card in there, because that's what it does. It sort of does the work using the graphics card. And I think it's also possible to use the CPU as well. But I don't think the CPU actually sort of provides a lot of enough oomph to be able to do the job. So graphics card is the main thing. In fact, some people set up their own sort of mining rigs, and they will actually put in maybe 4, 5, even 6 of these graphics cards. And, well, I mean, these graphics cards, they work out at around about between $200 and $300 each. So it could be quite an investment. You could actually end up spending sort of a grand and a half, to have a Litecoin or a Bitcoin mining machine. Well, I think it's going to be Litecoin anyway, because of the Bitcoins, you have to have some specialised chips these days to be able to do anything that's worth doing. These things, they're called ASICs. Anyway, what would be really nice, really the best way to do it is if you could get free electricity. And for that, you'd perhaps want to have some solar panels on your roof and have those solar panels powered up and producing electricity for free for you. And then you could actually sort of make it worthwhile doing, perhaps. We'll have to see. Something I'm going to look into. Do a few sums. So that's cryptocurrencies I've been working with. I've been doing an awful lot of photography lately as well, obviously, because I've got this new camera, the NEX6. Love this camera. It's a marvellous camera, it is. It's got a whole lot much better software in it compared to the Canon 600D, which I was using before. I've bought some extra software. You can get extra applications, which you buy from Sony, to put onto the camera. I think it's a bit of a cheek sometimes, actually, these applications I've got, because some of these applications are actually created by Sony. And well, you've already spent a whole pile of money on the camera anyway. I think they should give away. I mean, there's one or two that are free, but there are some that are not free that should be free. I mean, one of them, for instance, is one which does some corrections to a lens. So, for instance, the kit lens that comes with it. I was taking a picture of a set of telegraph poles. Not telegraph poles, they're actually electricity poles. And these electricity poles, as you'd imagine, are straight. They're created, they're made out of concrete. They stick up in the air, perfectly vertical. And what happens when you get them onto the camera, into the picture? They look as though they're curved. So that's called barreling. That's when I've got it on the sort of wide angle sort of end of the scale. But even so, it still shouldn't be barreling quite as much as it does. There is software that you can get to convert that and make it so that it doesn't do that, and I shall have a look at those and see how that compares to the software that you can buy through Sony to actually put on the camera. Another bit of software that you can get to put on the camera is one that does the time-lapse photography. I might want to take a picture of the beach and the sea and the clouds going scudding through the sky and see the movement there. And of course, when you're doing it with an ordinary video, you can't actually see any movement. So if you do a time-lapse photography thing, you actually see these clouds moving. Obviously, any sort of boats going in and out the harbour as well would be nice to catch in the same way as well. So that's something I might look at. Well, I actually got the application. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I will do. I'm going to sit on the beach and spend, to do a time-lapse. I mean, you can set various settings on it, but I could be sitting there between 5 or 10 minutes and so on and getting a fairly short video out of that because of the way that it works. It sort of shoots a picture maybe every sort of between 2 and 5 seconds, for instance, and you've got obviously the length of exposure for the actual shot itself, and then at the end of it you've got something which can be put out as a video. Going to give it a try soon, and as soon as I've done that, you'll be able to see that up on my YouTube channel. The camera itself is very good for doing video because it's got this thing where it actually sort of lock onto a face for focusing. I've got it set up so that it hasn't recognised my face specifically, but it will recognise faces. When you're looking through the screen in the back of it, you'll see a little sort of square sort of locate where the faces are. And the first time I saw that, I thought, blimey, this is marvellous, isn't it? I mean, technology these days, isn't it just wonderful? So that's something else that I've got to play with some more, the facial recognition. And I did a bit of video yesterday where I was walking towards camera and I was stopped at 2 or 3 different distances from the camera, and each time my face was in focus, which is what I was looking to happen. So there you go, that's Dave Allen doing a bit of a audio boo for the start of 2014, and I'll talk to you again soon. But bye now. Do have a look and find me on Google+, because that's where I spend a lot of time these days. And you'll find me there under the name of David Allen Wizard Gold with no spaces in between.